Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And we're having a great visit with our new friend, Lee Storzinger. Lee is the author of On the Back Burner, which is available wherever books are sold, right, Lee?
Yes, sir.
And your own website, what is that?
LeeStorzinger.com.
All right, and that's S-T-O-E-R-Z-I-N-G-E-R. He's a certified financial planner. We're talking about dealing with your money and the way way you should really look at things. You know, another example I've used, Lee, when I talk to people about putting things in perspective, you know, as I said, imagine that you're standing out in your yard and your house is burning down. How do you feel? I feel awful. I'm about losing my house. And I said, then imagine that you're outside in your yard watching your house burn down, but all your kids and your wife are around you safe and sound. Now, how do you feel about the house?
Perfect.
Let it go. Perfect. Let it burn. Right?
Yep.
So when you talk about, when you introduce people to your practice, and how do you go about getting their attention along these lines? tell us how you think a financial planner really ought to begin a relationship with a new client.
Yeah, when we have, great question. Thank you. We've created quite an integrated system as far as getting taken into a deeper level with our clients. And, you know, so when someone comes in and we're meeting them for the first time and they're talking about, you know, this and that, we go right to it as far as after we, you know, have the niceties and I'm trying to figure out personality profiles and whatnot, we dig to the questions that are sometimes unexpected on behalf of the client. Sometimes we get tears immediately. You know,
mm-hmm.
I might simply ask the people, tell me what money was like growing up in your family. I mean, something that's not very deep, but holy smokes. You know, there might have been, the husband or the wife might have a situation where that was just, whew, you know, mm-hmm. no money, living on the farm. Everything they do to this day has to do with how they didn't have money growing up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me when you're going to retire. You know, everybody says, what do you want to do when you retire? I make them create a picture of what their first week looks like and what their year looks like and what their 2 years look like.
Mm-hmm.
People, you know, they're working their whole life. They don't spend 5 seconds talking about it, and all of a sudden they're 65 or 62 and they get laid off or they retire with the company party, and some people aren't really ready to deal with that because it becomes their whole who they are, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, you know, for the first meeting and sometimes two meetings, we don't spend any time talking about how much they have in their 401k.
You might not even know what their estate is for a meeting or two.
Absolutely.
What their portfolio looks like for a meeting or two.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Well, what if someone says, well, Lee, I need you to get let's get to the chase here. Let me show you about my program. I want you to tell me what you're going to do. Do you ever just say, well, that's not the way I do it, and if you need to do it that way, you need to find somebody else?
Yeah, I'm not your guy. It happens all the time. And then that's what I meant before, by saying we're so trained. People are just trained to say, well, how much money do I need? Can I retire?
Mm-hmm.
I said, I don't know. What are you going to do? You know?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to buy a house. Well, you're going to buy a house, you're going to spend $435,000, you're 65 years old. You know, tell me about your kids. Tell me about your family. Tell me, you know, if when you're not at the Thanksgiving table 3 years from now or 10 years from now, what do you want people to be talking about?
Mm-hmm.
You know? And so we've tried to create, you don't want to have a system necessarily for intaking people when it's all emotional and intellectual, but we want to make sure we cover all our bases. And there's actually a company out of Oregon that we've worked with called Money Quotient that developed, it's a gal and her daughter who just spent a lot of time studying the financial planning industry and realized that we've got a lot of these gaps
mm-hmm.
and helping us build these systems to take it to a much
deeper level. The Financial Quotient?
Money Quotient.
Money Quotient. Okay, Money
yeah.
Quotient.
brilliant, brilliant people. And I've spent the last couple of years with them just digging deep. And a gal named Carol Anderson started the firm, I don't know how many years ago.
And your book, though, is about this, too, appreciating more things than the money, realizing that there's a lot more going on in a family or inside of a person than just their return on investment. The book is called On the Back Burner. Lee Storsinger, ladies and gentlemen. Lee, will you come back another day?
I would love to. Thank you very much.
We enjoyed having you here. Appreciate your time. LeeStorsinger.com, ladies and gentlemen, is his website. On the Back Burner is the book. I encourage you to check that out. We'll get Lee back on another day. He's got more to teach us. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.